From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
The Trump administration wants to help out coal plants by reducing regulation, basically to make it more economical for them to run. But there's not a lot of public information on how much it actually costs to run these plants, and that is at the center of a lawsuit between environmental groups and a coal company in the Pacific Northwest. Environmental groups want to force this coal company to share its financial information, which could show how the economics of coal stack up against renewable and natural gas power. A Washington state court could have a decision on this case today, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Since 2012, the Sierra Club has been pushing regulators to force the utility company PacifiCorp, which operates in the Northwest, to disclose how much it costs to run 22 of its coal power plants. Gloria Smith is a managing attorney with the Sierra Club.
We just want full disclosure. If we understand that every one of PacifiCorp's coal plants are economic and in the best interest of ratepayers right now, you know, we go off and do something else.
Basically, the fight is over a 9-slide presentation from the company showing a cost analysis. Regulators and stakeholders have seen it, but the public hasn't. Why doesn't the utility want the information released? Smith guesses.
I don't think they're happy with the results.
PacifiCorp is fighting the release on the basis that the information contains trade secrets, that disclosing its fuel costs, operating costs, and contractual arrangements would limit its negotiating power. John Larson is a director at the independent research firm Rhodium Group. He says that position makes sense in competitive markets.
What's different in the PacifiCorp situation is that this is not a competitive market. This is an integrated utility with oversight from the Public Utility Commission.
And Larson says PacifiCorp's business plan has been projected in part on revenue from these coal plants.
Basically, every year they get to pay a certain amount to keep these plants going. And that's a dollar amount they know they can just send right down through their electric rates onto consumers.
PacifiCorp, for its part, says it's not afraid of transitioning to more renewable sources, but that shuttering plants ahead of schedule may not make sense. Bob Gravely is a spokesman for the company. He says the information being sought is too preliminary to be meaningful.
Why release partial results that don't look at the whole picture that could distort the market and increase costs for customers when the actual studies that are going to guide the actual resource decisions are going to be done in 6 months?
He says a much fuller study will be released in spring, though that report will also have information the company wants to keep confidential. The Sierra Club commissioned its own study. It found PacifiCorp's coal plants aren't cost-effective. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.